Do you have a room in your home or business that's too hot or too cold? No matter what you do, you can't get the temperature right? Capital Control Systems has a solution for you. They can install a Mitsubishi heating and cooling system in that one room or multiple rooms. Call today for a free estimate, 883-3277, or book online at nvgreenteam.com.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Breezy start to the week, upper 70s today, 77 in Reno, but wind this afternoon and this evening. Lake wind advisory till 8 tonight in the valleys, until 10 o'clock tonight and around Tahoe. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Today at noon, Tom Sullivan, 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News Talk.
Giving up on Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
Woohoo! Little up with... Up with Reno there, up with Washoe, up with Northern Nevada. Woohoo! Raise the hand. It's Monday. You know, the song says the first day of the week, but let's just change it to the best day of the week. Change people's attitudes about Monday. Doesn't have to be that bad. Changing people's attitudes, that's kind of what it's all about, isn't it? Welcome to the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I had a great weekend. I hope you did too. Went over to California and I know. Hold on. Up into Northern California where these ridiculous attitudes aren't. Except for the homeless issues. They have that too. This, you know, let them take over, I guess. But tried to keep it secret from my husband. I spent like an hour weed eating with my mom. It's like, don't show him I can actually do this. Oh, well, you wind up doing anything when it's for mom. You know, that's just the way it goes. You learn all kinds of new things when it's for mom. So awesome weekend. Like I said, I hope you got out and whether it be doing yard work or fishing or exploring a new place that you've never been before. Nevada has so much to offer and we can't let people take that away from us. So get out and enjoy it. We've got a poll question for you today. And this sucks that I actually have to ask you something like this. It really does. 991fmtalk.com. We've seen it for months and months. I guess it lost steam, so it needed to be reignited. But angry people going out and just ripping down statues of people that, you know, built this country. They were the prominent figures of the times. Minuteman statue. Well, you hear Minutemen now, and that's just, you know, can't have that. That's racist because Minutemen guard the border. But it's not just an erasing of our history. It is literally an obliteration. If you know that this is going to be an issue and you have a statue of Robert E. Lee, you know, one of those statues that Nancy Pelosi's father may have commemorated and dedicated. Why are they being destroyed? Why can they not be taken down and put into a museum? You know, why don't we have a National Civil War Museum? We've got all the other museums, it seems like, in the Smithsonian's. Why can't we have a museum of our real history? Because when you remove history, when you obliterate history, you know you're bound to repeat it. And that's what they want. And you know who they are. But there's your question. Should statues of Washington and Jefferson be removed because they owned slaves? That was the common practice. I hate to tell people this, but you know what? It wasn't just black people. It was Irish people. It was Asian people. You have to remember history, and you can't let people dictate portions that they want you to focus on. You don't hear the Irish out there, you know, bitching about reparations. Friday's poll question. Should the nonpartisan designation be done away with in all elections? Wow. That was close. 57%, 57% said yes. 29% said no. 8% said no choice now. I just changed to Republican. Must pick a side for our republic. Interesting answer. 6% said, I just changed my registration from nonpartisan to Republican. I hated that. I didn't have a choice. I was registered as nonpartisan for 20 years. It just seems to be growing all the time. And that's, we need to change or figure out something to do with our primary. No money, hardly anything compared to what's spent in the general. Billions of dollars in the general election. But nothing spent in the primary. No identification of candidates. No giving them a voice. And it wasn't just because of the farce, faux, fake, hoax, whatever you want to call it, coronavirus, COVID-19, which you know we're probably going to see a second wave of because that's what they have planned. But here's the thing. The last primary we had, same issue. The primary before that, same issue. People don't know who is representing them and who could be representing them. Because parties, well, the parties themselves pretty much decide who's going to run, who's going to advance. And we'll just, you know, keep the public out of it. Been screaming at you for years about this. It's your choice. It's not the person who sits in that seat right now. It's not their choice. It's not their responsibility to groom somebody. And it's not the choice of the party. It's the choice of the people. And you need to start getting involved in that. National news? That's not going to help you. Local news? That's not going to help you either. You need to start participating in groups like Nevada Patriot, the constitutional classes, the conservative lunch. It's events like this that you just talk with people. And that's the important thing. is just talking with people that you trust to find out who is a good representative. One of the problems that we have is, how to explain this? Complacency? I guess, maybe. We have a job. We work for the things that we want. Do you want to buy a boat? Well, maybe you put in extra overtime. Want to buy some ATVs? Put in some overtime. Save your money. Get a loan. I mean, there's all different types of options. So what interferes with that? Knowing what's going on in the community. We are so hyper-focused on our own lives that we forget to look up and look around us. I mean, people don't even want to smile at each other anymore. And now with masks, the eyes say a lot. And that's all you're seeing of a lot of people. And it's not pretty. You can still understand what somebody's thinking just by looking into their eyes. And it's just as bad as that frown, as that smirk. You pick up on it. The negativity will continue to draw all of us down if we don't make an effort to stop it. I'm not saying run on out, grab your neighbor's hands, and sing kumbaya. That's the furthest thing from my mind. I'm just saying be involved. If you find it wrong that statues are being torn down, that monuments to Black soldiers who fought for everyone's rights, to deface that that's just really disgusting. It really is. I mean, rioters went to deface a Civil War monument, but they didn't care that this monument, this beautiful piece of art, if you want to put it into their ball, was for the Shaw 54th Regiment Memorial to Black Civil War soldiers. So why would Black Lives Matter go and destroy that? Because it was probably the white protesters, the ones who are in these crowds instigating all of the violence, the Antifa. I'm not even going to say the radical side of BLM, because the more you know about BLM, Black Lives Matter, like the fact that if you go to their website and you donate to Black Lives Matter, take a look at where it goes. It goes to Act Blue, which donates all of that money to Democrat candidates. What do you think Bernie Sanders is going to do with all those millions upon millions of dollars that he's collected in his presidential campaign war chest? You know, he gets to decide where it goes now. What nonprofit that it could go to. It's all about money. It's not about a virus. It's not about George Floyd. It's about money. It's about control over you. And we'll have more on that as we come back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Woo-hoo, you too. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What you are seeing going on around the entire country and right here in our little burg of Reno and Carson and, oh my gosh, everywhere around us. You've seen them in Douglas and in Churchill, all the different counties. Those Black Lives Matter protests and Antifa rolling through. You know, seriously, if they didn't bus people in, they wouldn't have enough people to even start anything. But what you are seeing before us is the engineering of a race war. It is being engineered. This is a great quote. What we're dealing with today is a skewed shoot-to-kill mindset in which police, trained to view themselves as warriors or soldiers in a war, whether it a war against drugs or terror or crime, must get the bad guys, i.e. anyone who is a potential target before the bad guys get them. It's a mindset. It's an attitude. Is that true? Do you see that? One man is killed. But why should I tell you when this wonderful lady pretty much lays it all down on the line for us? Because I can't remember all of the names, but fortunately she does.
Freddie Gray, Sandra Bland, Khalif Browder, Michael Brown, Eric Garner, Tamir Rice, Trayvon Martin, Philando Castile. 8 murders, 1 administration, 0 convictions. So tell me again how all of this is the fault of the current administration.
Yeah. Ask yourself, America, what's wrong with that? The Obama administration didn't do anything. But now we are looking at nationalizing, federalizing, politicizing law enforcement. The United States government should have nothing to do with local law enforcement, with our sheriff's deputies, with our troopers, with our officers. The more power we give to the federal government, the less control, the less power we have as American people. We've got to stop it now. Because if we don't stop it, they're just going to run right over us. When you have control in your city, that is the most power you actually have. Because really, the further it gets away from your grasp, from the city to the county to the state to the feds, it just gets further and further away from you actually being able to do anything. And that's how it's changed. Our founding fathers didn't want this. But there were people who knew, lawyers, how to manipulate things. The words, the intentions. Writing laws, regulations, so vaguely that things can be manipulated. And our parents, their parents, all fell into the trap. Why? Because it was in the name of your safety. That's why they don't like Trump. Deregulation, letting people think for themselves. People can't have it that way. But hear me and hear me clearly when I say it's not always the left's fault. The two work in conjunction for more control. And you can see this through history. We're going to take a Fox News break here, and we'll be back on your live and local FM talk stations. Your talk and text line, 884-9910. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you think the Black Lives Matter protests are done here in Northern Nevada, think again. They're going to be all out and about in different communities throughout every weekend until pretty much the end of America. Why? You really do have to ask yourself that. Stop progressing the rhetoric. Stop listening to white people when it comes to black people's lives. Let's go to the phone lines, the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Jared this morning. Hi, Jared. You wanted to talk about BLM?
Hi, Monica. Yes. I was at the Gardnerville protest on Saturday, and I was on my way to go get some shooting targets. And I passed by a man hitchhiking the wrong way to Reno, a black gentleman, really nice guy. I drove him to the other side of town, and we stopped by the Black Lives Matter side. And I asked if it was okay with him, if I asked any of them if they wanted to give him a ride closer to Reno, and it was utter silence. So I dropped him off at a better spot, gave him $20 because that helped me get rides in places I couldn't get picked up when I was hitchhiking. Mm-hmm. So I drove back and I confronted those people. I was like, you know what? Do you guys understand what you're fighting for? I don't think you do, because I know that the money is going to Axe Blue to further your liberal political agenda, and you have no viable candidate. But it's, of course, black people lives matter. Nobody is arguing that. And, they're all wearing muzzles. All the Patriot side on the other side of the street all have flags, and loud and proud. It was beautiful. But So I go back over to the BLM side, and there's a man with a really small megaphone that nobody could understand, and everybody cheered justice for Floyd. And I yelled out, "Yay, justice for the man who held a pregnant woman at gunpoint." And at that very moment, a lady ran up to me, removed her mask, and violently coughed on me like a zombie. It was hilarious. You know, had I been anyone else, like if I was old or a younger person, you know, I don't get sick, so it doesn't bother me. But I mean, that's a felony assault during this time, uncalled for. But it's all over my social media page. Jared Hempfield is my social media name. It's pretty funny.
I'm going to go and find that and check it out. Jared, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for being kind to strangers as well. You know, that's the thing. We had such an attitude about people hitchhiking, you know, you're going to get attacked, don't pick them up. And sometimes, you know, you just have to go with your gut. Let's check in with Dave at the Talk and Text Lines, 884-9910. You have a location for all those statues, Dave?
Yeah, I got a ranch out in the middle of nowhere, and I know there's a Civil War graveyard in Reno and one in Carson. And if they want to tear all that stuff down, I'll give it a home and take care of it.
I did not know that. I'm going to have to do a little bit more of my history checking and look into that. But you know what? Exactly. There is a home for all of those. There is a home for history. And just to destroy this stuff, it's a site. It's an exhibition, just something for people to see to get them even more riled up on both sides. So, Dave, thank you so much for the call. And I learned something new. I've got to look into that. Let's check in with Neil at the Talk and Text Line. Hi, Neil.
Hi. I want your opinion on this. My sister didn't like this thing, but I'm going to run as a wig, you know, the old-fashioned 1800 wigs, but they're going to be a 21st century wig under the family people, like family-based economy and stuff, like Ely, like Fallon or Fernley or Little counties over there, and it will be all... Everything will be family-owned, say like the Costco down the street or Walmart will be family-owned businesses.
Well, you mean like franchises? Because I would love to see, thanks for the call, Neil. I would love to see things go back, 60 years? Yeah. You had the grocery store. You had the hardware store. You had whatever needed to be, well, this is terrible, but you had the mortuary. You had the doctors. But corporations came in and they bought up all of that. You could even start a new company now, and if it starts to take off, boom, immediately, a corporation is going to come in and buy you out. Because they can't have that. That's where you make the decision. This is all in your hands. All in your hands. Not only are these corporations buying everything up, they're telling you what to think as well. That's pretty bad. But they also price you out to the point where you can't afford to stay in business. What was the last one we just saw? Pharmacies? Where's your local pharmacist? Amazon took over Whole Foods. Why do you think that happened? So they could provide even more services to you. But when you look a lot at, what is it, 360, or they have this, you know, generic brand that is for the company. You look at where those products come from, whether it be the minced garlic or the jellies, they're all from China. All you have to do is turn labels over and start reading. It's that easy. It literally isn't rocket science. But as we go back to Black Lives Matter and what that young lady was just saying, if you heard the soundbite, actually her name, and if you want to watch the entire video, because she is just passion as passion can be, that's Nestrid Yumga. You know, people come here. They actually come here from oppressed areas. And the United States of America is a beacon of light. But the higher-ups don't want that. They don't want us to be a beacon of hope. Why do you think all of those killings during the Obama administration? And you didn't see the terror on the streets from the public like you do now. This is somebody that I adore because he lays it on the line. He's given his life to the service of his community, and that's Bernie Kerik, former New York Police Department police commissioner. So he put this out. According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report and the Washington Post, last year there were 10 million arrests by police. 10 million. Out of those 10 million arrests, there were 1,004 officer-involved fatalities. Out of 1 million. Remember, that's just this country. Out of those 1,004 officer-involved fatalities, 41 of them were unarmed. Out of those 41 officers involved in unarmed fatalities, now you might find this hard to believe, but out of those 41 deaths, now listen up, because if you tried to tell this to members of these riots that we're having, of these protests, they will shout you down and in some cases attack you. So listen up for yourself. 19 of those unarmed fatalities from the statistics of last year, out of those 10 million arrests, 19 were white. 9 were black. Now, one life is too many. But personally, 41 out of 10 million, that's pretty damn good. Now, ask me how many police officers were killed in the line of duty. Just take a wild guess. Anybody? Anybody? 89 police officers. But where's the news on that one? Doesn't make national news. I've never seen Nancy Pelosi get down on her knees because a police officer died or was murdered. So just to bring you home on this, take a guess to how many people were shot in Chicago on any given weekend. How about this last weekend? 2 weekends ago. In Chicago, 82 people were shot within a 48-hour period. Of those, 19 people died. Are you getting it? In Chicago, one weekend alone, there were more black people killed by, wait for it, black people than were killed by police all of last year. The hypocrisy is mind-blowing. And the truth is out there if you're willing to look for it, because you can go research all of this. Again, that's from Bernard Carrick, former NYPD police commissioner, and a few of my comments thrown in too. It's a lie. And if we let police departments get defunded, if we let good officers just quit and walk away from the duty that they've taken an oath to, then we are no better than Antifa. We are no better than Black Lives Matter. Because when you start looking into all this, you'll see it's not just those organizations. It's also La Raza that is getting involved. It's criminals. Why do you think the jails and everything, the doors were swung open? It's so they could get more people involved in the mayhem. All under the farce of COVID-19 to keep you at home and keep you safe. Because now all the criminals, well, everybody gets to wear a mask now. We'll be back after this with more hopefully enlightening information that's going on all around this country that you're not hearing because, unfortunately, you're listening to the Blame Stream Media. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Log on to our poll question today. Should statues of Washington and Jefferson be removed because they owned slaves? 991FMTalk.com. That's where you can answer the poll question. Also, our talk and text line, 884-9910. Let's check in with Mike. You were at that rally in Gardnerville, Mike?
Yeah, I was there. I saw the only some Black Lives Matter people were there, and they're pretty much their Hitler Youth is what they are. And I think I'm going to make a new sign that says Douglas County doesn't want Hitler Youth for now.
That is a good sign.
Yep, that's what I have to do next time. But, you know, I try to organize them because I don't want black people dying either. And I told them next Saturday, if they want, I will go with them. And I'm sure everybody there, we would all go to Planned Parenthood. And they would not do that.
Yeah.
To stop all the 70-something percent of black kids are aborted, but they don't really care. They don't care about the black-on-black injustice and killings. They don't care about that. They don't care about that officer, the retired officer that died that was black. They don't care about him. There's only some black people. Black Lives Matter is what their slogan should really be.
Yeah, they're just out there because they're being told to be out there, and they're going along with it. You know, it's
mostly young people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not upset with them, really. They're young, they're dumb, just like the Hitler Youth were dumb. And then a lot of them were killed off. But you have older people there that should know better. And either they're liars or they're just total morons. Now, I'm not sure what it is. Or they're getting paid no. And they're just morons and hate America.
That's, you know what? We have those here. They come from everywhere. That's why we have a socialist country right now, and that's why they're trying to bring on full-on Marxism and communism. That's their mindset. So, Mike, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for being out there and, you know, addressing them and trying to educate them. Let's go back to the talk and text line, check in with Samantha. Hi, Samantha. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Monica. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to talk with you about how to retain the good police officers. I'm a retired police officer out of Oakland Police Department. And I think one thing the general public doesn't see or understand what's happening is that for a good 10 years now, from pressure of the mayor and city council, police academies have been lowering the standard for applicants. And that's not doing us any good at all.
No, it's like the lowering the standards for graduation rates.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's something that's been happening for a long time inside the police department. And you just get bad cops by lowering the standards to get in.
You really do. Samantha, thank you so much for your service to the community in Oakland. And thank you for being here now to express to people what's really going on. Because not only standards being lowered, but you know, you get into the cliques and you get into the same process of politics as you do in things like law enforcement and the fire department. Protecting your own, things like that. Well, we're going to find out locally from a gentleman who was part of the Reno Police Department, and he'll be joining us to talk about this most recent shooting and the destruction of Wendy's. Why did they burn Wendy's down? I don't understand that. But Joey Walker will be joining us right after this. And if you would like to, again, go to our poll question, 991fmtalk.com. We're going to have an interesting one for tomorrow, too, about Jason Soto. So be ready for that. But we'll be back after this Fox News break, including some financial news on the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.